We are deep into the Sesshin, and we've already celebrated the first day of spring of the old lunar calendar. The white plum outside doesn't usually bloom out so mightily, so fully, this early. This year it has bloomed very, very early. The buds of the red plum are quite swollen, ready to bloom. Everything happens when its time has come. And what about the flower that is you yourself? Are you still tightly shut inside yourself, clutching? Or are you full with Dharma, full and smooth in the flow of Dharma, ready to bloom? This one doing. Not looking off from the practice. You aren't expecting something to come to you. You know your very being. You know that truth is myself, self-truth. You know that you are from the beginning, the very midst, the very essence of truth. You might think that I harp on truth, encouraging you to ask what is truth. You might ask, why am I feeling so much turmoil and confusion if I am truth? You do feel turmoil and confusion, don't you? You feel that something is missing. There are times when you fairly seethe with dissatisfaction, complaint upon complaint. Perhaps you aren't wanting to say now that you're not, perhaps you're wanting to say that you're not feeling dissatisfied and you don't feel that anything is missing. But those, even if you said that, it would be empty words. It's quite obvious because your face cries out in want. Something isn't right. Something is missing. Something isn't as it should be. Are you really bright and shining with life? If there's so much as a hair's breadth of worry, then you aren't truly bright, shining, vital. Spring. Spring has come. I am spring. Spring. I've clearly become spring. Spring has dawned, glorious. Peach blossoms part in the spring wind. Doubts do not grow branches and leaves. The peach blossom pops open. If the flower has already bloomed, that's wonderful. If you are so dedicated, so vigilant in your practice, to caring for this practice, then your every move will be fresh, clean, and clear, blossoming. This one doing, blossoming, fresh, alive. One, this one, this. If you aren't dedicated, if you aren't vigilant, your practice will be at times sleepy and vague and blank. If you are decided in your practice, you will be soft, gentle. No more sense of a hardness, of brittleness. Just open your eyes. Look. Look. If you have the eye to see, you can see clearly. There was nowhere, never, any hard, fixed, misfitting, rattling fastness. There is no solidity, nothing fixed. During the New Year period, we did the Daihanya, the Great Wisdom Sutra. The sutra books are unfolded, curving through the air. There are some 600 volumes, and everywhere they speak of this softness. There is no solidity. All things are born. All things born of causes and conditions are impermanent. It is their very nature to come into being and then cease to be. For having come into being, they will surely cease to be. Their cessation is bliss. All things are essentially empty. Wisdom is the essence of being. Look, this one truth, original mind, your original self, is revealed so clearly. Don't look off. All things. Nothing is left out, nothing is leaking. No matter where you look, this is Buddha that is seen. No matter what is listened to, it's Buddha that is heard. What is felt is Buddha. What arises in the head is Buddha. Time, all the beginningless past, limitless future, eternal Buddha. Space, limitless, boundless. Where could there be any bounds? Everything is included. All the dharmas. All things are born in relationship. So each and all things are one of a kind, master of heaven and earth. This master is interdependence. All things arise interdependently, mutually considerate, mutually protecting and nurturing, mutually supporting and strengthening. All things arise in harmony, in mutual interrelation. Thanks to mutual relation, each and everything arises. It's very straightforward, and it applies to all things. There is no thing which rises on its own, which is not in relation. There is no thing solitary and unconnected. In the one, the many. In each, the one. A seed is sown and it grows according to its circumstances and conditions. Each thing arises thanks to all things. There is nowhere anything fixed. Nothing is solid. There is no mind. Thanks to conditions and circumstances. This is the way it works. So clear, so plain. It is always and forever, eternally, the working of your own original self. There is no solidity, nothing fixed, and yet everything is functioning delightfully. Vitally, we are blessed with the activity that is life. Nothing fixed, nothing stagnant, so there is no such bad or inadequate person as that which I imagine myself to be. Each being is superb beyond comparison, the treasure of all treasures. Yet you falsely perceive an ongoing entity which carries on, going and coming. I've been to Israel and returned. So I ask, where are you now? Where are you now? Now, here. Isn't this it? You are not going somewhere and coming from somewhere. The evidence is clear. Now, here. When you're being struck, and struck, and struck, isn't it obvious? now here. And as for mine, this is mine, that's mine, there is no such thing, there is nothing to hold, nothing to be held, nothing which is I, me, mine. Of course, from the beginning, isn't everything your very own life? And yet, sadly, your face expresses such longing, such hunger for something that you feel to be missing. You look this way and that, so restlessly, for something that might be good, something that might fill you up. Do not look around for it. Do not bother to seek something that might satisfy your ego's hunger, something with which you can pad your own nest, something suitable for I, me, mine. I, me, mine. So look at your dripping nose. All you can think about is sniffling and blowing it right now, even though you've been told not to make noise in the zendo. I hope that you can soon reach the point where life will shine with consideration and kindness. You will shine with consideration and kindness, kindness which is essential self. And yet you're so involved in yourself, as you perceive it, that you sneeze with a loud blast and snuffle around. And what's more, you want to defend your right to do so. You must give your life to your practice. You must give your life for all beings, for all others. Life gives itself to life. You are here now, able to practice, to continue practicing selflessness. You have this special opportunity not to pick and choose and prefer and fancy. It may at times seem that not being able to pick and choose could be a pretty dull life. If I've got to live like that, well, not so. The picky habit you have of choosing this and deciding that and fancying that over there and going for this, that does not bring you peace of mind. That has not brought you calm. Can't you see this for yourself? Frustration and dissatisfaction and anxiety pop up without cessation. It's why you're so restless, looking this way and that for something to occupy you. True life is not so mean, not so small, not stingy. They say that if you dig the meat out of the shellfish, out of the shell, for the first time you have a scoop to use freely. Cast off selfishness and everything comes to you. Cast off selfishness and you realize that everything is you. Jump into the pool with energy and that force will send you flying up through the surface. Practice this way. We can be so grateful that this is really the way it is. Let go, cast off, cast off. When nothing is left, you have become a great being. I was once told that. Cast off, let go. You, each one of you, is now in your practice letting go, casting off. You are casting off self-cherishing, sitting here, now. Your practice is just fine, just fine. This is so true, and yet at the same time I must warn you, not yet, not yet, still more, still more. For there is no stopping, no dwelling, no abiding. You must not sink into habits. You must not sit back to enjoy any state. So, not yet. Not yet. Please be vigilant. practice with energy, enthusiasm. Each one of you, you, I want you to practice in earnest, to be serious about this. Die while alive and be alive. Just one time, I'm not asking you to die over and over. To die is to do this one thing, to do this one doing, to become profoundly be this one doing with no cracks. There is nothing else for you to do. This one doing, this one doing. If you're counting your breath, just this one count. Follow the breath, the samadhi of this breath. If mudji is your practice, pour yourself into mu. Mu does mu, just mu. Mu springs forth from the belly of life for you. You've all had this experience, but I must say, not yet. Not yet. Keep at it. Stay with it. Shkantaza. When you awaken to the genuine, then for the first time, really, Shkantaza is doing Shkantaza. If you're a big-hearted person, you can break through with Shkantaza. If your belief is thorough, deep. If you're still nitpicking, how regrettable. What a waste in the face of Shkantaza. Open up, let go of everything. Hold nothing, grasp nothing. There really is no possibility of holding. There is no possibility of grasping, just doing. From the beginning, you are perfectly saved, just doing. Of course, many, many things will rear their heads. You feel stuck, you feel obstacles. You can feel so separate, so cut off, so lacking. You can feel like complaining, like changing things. Dark times arise, loneliness arises, objections arise. These are not obstacles. Rather than hindering, they come to help you. For they all urge you to do one thing. To awaken. Go ahead, it's all right to open your eyes now. Come on. Come on. At the roots, there is only pure wisdom. What a pity not to see it. The path is one way. Your practice is one way. With noble urgency, you walk the path, step by step, this step, this one step. Your faith is deep, isn't it? You have the roots of great belief, the great roots of belief. Those who hear this truth, even once, and listen with a grateful heart, treasuring it, revering it, gain blessings without end. Much more, if you turn yourself about and confirm your own self-nature. Self-nature that is no nature. You are far beyond mere words. The oneness of cause and effect is clear. Not two, not three. The path is straight. With form that is no form, going and coming, never astray. With thought that is no thought, singing and dancing are the voice of the law. Boundless and free is the sky of samadhi. Bright the full moon of wisdom. Truly, is anything missing now? Nirvana is right here, before our eyes. This very place is the lotus land. This very body, the Buddha. Just listen, just look. So I should not go on so. I will stop talking now, so you can carry on with your practice. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.